The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Nicola Duke, the lady with the technicals, looking at three charts. Some moving on news, some requested. Nick, you were in yesterday, you were in the dentist, having your teeth brightened up and shined up. Are they really white now, as in, pinging white?
Getting there. We can try.
Yeah, cool. All right, so let's go with, you had a request for CPI, which is Capita, which is obviously a FTSE 100 company. It's been down in the doldrums recently on the chart, but what do you think now? CPI, what do you think?
Yeah, down. It's still in a downtrend. It's really depressing, this stock. It's, it's had a decent bounce. It's back to the 50% of the sharp swing lower that it made in December, and we're making a bit of a wedge here. I'd like to see it break upside above 525 and then close above the 50-day moving average at 535. Otherwise, this is still in a downtrend and still risky. If we can do that, if we can close above the 50-day at 535, then upside, we're going to go to 581 and 645. But otherwise, there's no support until we make a new low at 410.
Wow. Okay. So,
sorry.
I was muting this as one of my stocks for next punt, for my big stock punt. You know, gaining 10% on big stocks. So we've done EasyJet, we've done Sky, and I was. But you reckon nowhere near yet. Wait for some confirmation there. So, okay.
So we've had this bounce off the low at 431. I'd like to, let's see it get retested. You know, a little spike lower to that 410 support, and then a bounce to close back above 431 would be good, or a double bottom, or even a higher low. Just at the moment, there's nothing to tell us that we've bottomed and we're getting rejected at the moving averages. So only a close above the 50-day would make that look better.
Okay, all right. Next one is Asian Met Resources, ARS. Now, they've released further drill results from the BKM project, which apparently some of the best results yet. So what do you reckon? Earth! Now, I can see straight away on the chart, because I own stock here, and I've got a line drawn from, what date is that? August, back in August or something like that, or July?
$3.
Yeah, we're at 3 pence, basically. It's hit that three pence, times now, yeah. So it's got to clear that, isn't it, really?
Exactly. It's got to clear that level. This stock is respecting Fibonacci levels really nicely. It's retraced all the way to the 886. That's a kind of harmonic pattern level. So if we can close above 3p, our next target is 4.6 to 4.8 and then 6.6.
Okay. 6.6. Nice. All right.
Yeah. So first target is 4.6, and then if we can push higher, then at 6.6, 6.58, 6.6, yeah.
Marvellous.
But that 3P is key.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. 3P is key. I like that.
And the support now is at 2.6. So our bullish idea is wrong if we go back below 2.6.
Okay, all right. And the last one is DKL. They had their final results out today, and also announced a maiden dividend, easy for me to say. DKL, what do you reckon there on the chart?
Yeah, DKL. So if we look at the decline from March of 2016 to August of 2016, the 50% retracement of that is at 13.5, and that might be a bit of resistance here. So we really need to close above 13.5. For me, this is making a harmonic pattern. If you draw a trend line from the 2014 high and you connect the 2016 April high, then our target is back to that line. It's at 16.25. So I like this to continue higher to 16.25, but we've got to close above 13.5.
Okay, marvellous stuff. Nicola, send me the charts, and I'll put them on the company pages there at Vox Markets, and also at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Speak tomorrow, Nicola.
Goodbye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.